Okay. Thank you so much for being available for this interview. If
You're
there is at
welcome.
any point any question that you don't feel comfortable answering, or if you want me to skip to the next one or stop the interview, just let me know.
Perfect.
Okay, so the first question is, how has your life changed since March as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic?
Honestly, like it's not much different because I was always like a homebody. Obviously, okay, obviously there's like differences, like being comfortable going to the movies and doing things like that. Like being able to go out whenever you want to, but for me, like a lot of it stayed pretty consistent because I worked at the pharmacy, which never closed. And my ideal day is like coming home and getting in bed and watching Netflix. Like I'm a boring person, you know what I mean? Like occasionally I'll go out like Friday or Saturday or something like that, but so for the most part for me, because I'm more of like I enjoy spending time with my family at home and things like that. So for me, it hasn't really been that much of a difference. However, I do miss like Friday nights going out, stuff like that. It was nice, but that's from that perspective. But even though I am at home and even though, it hasn't been a much different lifestyle, I guess, in my case. It still feels more coerced now. Like before, it was my decision to just stay at home and watch Netflix and chill with my family. But now it's like I have to, and that's what sucks about it, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. The que
You're
next
welcome.
question is about where you received information about COVID from. So, what were your most trusted or your main sources of information? And how did you act upon the information that you received? And have you developed any new sources of information?
So my sister and brother-in-law are both internal medicine residents. So I mean, they're always at the action, when it happens. So they come home and they tell me, they're like, "Oh, like we got this many cases today, and people are dying more or less, and here's the ventilator status." So like, I'm lucky because I have family that are physicians that are on the front lines, literally with COVID patients. So that's where I get my news from. But if I just wanted to do like my own research or something like that, I usually just like Google it, and then whatever news stations talk about it, I tend to go more towards like other countries, like in the UK or whatever, just so I could see like when the new strain came out, for example, I was browsing their website, seeing like what they were saying about it, things like that.
Gotcha. Yeah, thank you.
You're welcome.
What was the hardest or biggest challenge for you or your family during COVID?
The biggest or hardest challenge is when somebody gets sick. I feel like that's, the hardest part, because access to care now, yeah. I mean, the best thing to happen, and I think it's going to stay forever now, is it's been out, but now it's more common, is telemedicine, right? Like everybody does their visits virtually. Nine times out of 10, you really don't need to see the doctor physically. Like you can just talk to him and you can just prescribe whatever based on your symptoms. So the telemedicine was really good, but I feel like the hardest part is when, because my family got COVID actually, and my mom was really struggling. And when we took her to the hospital because her O2 sat was like 92, so it was dropping. And we took her to the hospital, and none of us could go in with her, So, and she already has like super anxiety, like she's in there by herself, and we don't know what's going on. She was on FaceTime the whole time. So that was the hardest part. The hardest part was literally just access to care, and not when COVID first came out, everybody just didn't know what the hell to do. And so I feel like access to care was definitely the hardest part about COVID.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sorry to hear that about your mom. This
Oh, it's
is
okay. Thank you.
something so difficult to go through.
Yeah.
The next question is, what were your greatest sources of strength, and where or when did you feel less strong?
my greatest sources of strength were just the fact that my family, there was a lot of healthcare people in my family. You know, so not being ignorant was, I guess, one of the biggest strengths that I had, you know, just being on top of it, knowing all the new studies, what's coming out, what to take, the zinc, the vitamin D. I feel like being up to date and stuff like that is definitely one of the things that really helped me cope with it. And being able to talk to someone too, you know, being able to have my family, having a big family helps too, you know, like having your family around you all the time. And that was, that definitely helped us get through it. Weakness is obviously, it sucks, you know, it's scary, you know, like, just like, you know, it's like a double-edged sword to know a lot, right? Because it's like, you know, you're up to date on all the data and all that stuff. So now you know what's helping COVID go away, but you're also knowing how many people it's killing and what it's doing to these families. And, you know, and it's very sad. So I guess in a way, knowledge is a strength and a weakness, you know?
That's a great point. Yeah, that's a very true observation for sure. And then the last question is, what were your greatest disappointments as a result of the pandemic?
My greatest disappointment about the pandemic is the way that, honestly, I didn't like look into it as much because I'm not really into politics or anything like that, but like, we're in the 21st century. Like, I had like higher hopes for medicine at this point, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't think like a little virus would do all this to us, you know? Like, I felt like it would just be one of those things where we'd immediately have access to research and labs and all that stuff, and it would just get resolved. And like, the fact that a vaccine was able to get approved in 10 months rather than 15 years, like, why has that not, it just made me like disappointed in the system, right? Because it's like, if you can get a vaccine approved that quickly, why does it take so long to get other things approved? You know, so what if someone has like a cure for cancer or something and it's already out there, but we just have to wait another 10, 15, 20 years to get approved when it works, you know? So that's kind of one of the things that just made me a little upset. Because it's like, it's sad, you know, it took an emergency for us to realize that. So,
yeah, I think that's a great point. And it's something that a lot of us, I mean, and even people who are in healthcare, right, and struggle with that reality too, and kind of not only dealing with the effects of the pandemic, but also dealing with, you know, the little bit frustration with the system and the fact that we didn't have medications to treat it right away, and definitely sad to see the toll that the pandemic took on people. So. Right. Yeah, I appreciate you sharing all of your comments and your reflections. And is there anything else that maybe I may not have asked about that you'd like to share about your experience with COVID?
No, I think you covered all angles. I mean, thank you so much for doing this. And it feels good to be able to help in any way, you know, because I know there's definitely different perspectives. So, you know,
thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And thank you for taking out time today.
Thank you.
Good talking to you.
Great talking to you. Take care.
Hope you have a good rest of the day. Bye.
You too. Bye.